Amendment can have a substantive.
I don't think I have one. Would you send it up with your phone?
Yeah, we still have the preamble and the.
Okay, well, fine.
We have the original bill we were working on, so.
Yeah, it's in here, isn't it?
As I understand it, there's a gap in there, and Stratton says it's due to Captain Sherman on a individual basis. Which commission that we wanted to have included?
Yeah, I've got a list of the commission.
Well, see, they went and, put the pen.
Okay, where are you?
I don't think you've got the right one. It's the one that Grant gave you yesterday.
It's on the Marty out there.
This is the old one.
Yeah.
The employment of no more than one person is either descendant, ascendant, brother, sister, that. Except right now, half the people in this building would be off the payroll. It's a good idea.
Norma. Okay, Granton, can you, kind of worry with us on this thing? All right.
Definition of
Yeah, okay.
Let's see, where is that?
On page two.
Page two.
State agency, department, and division head. I wonder if that.
Meet the spouse of the person or any child, any children who reside with the parent. That's a pretty good definition of a household.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take care of my mafia problem, but.
Yeah, we have to watch out for that mafia.
There's something wrong with sub D on page two. Page two. It relates back up to. And. Public official doesn't sort of sound to any action in his or his capacity makes representative of the public official.
The note, my own notes of sub seven.
That's become
section two.
That's become 10.
Oh, it's become 10.
Sub 10 on page 3.
Okay. What do you mean?
Public three, definition of public official.
Public official. And my question originally was, what about the guy who's campaigning while the legislature's in session?
Oh, the question of campaign. You mean of trying to squeeze dollars out of contributors during the session?
Yeah.
Yes. That question was raised on more than one occasion, but it wasn't, yeah.
I have,
You hear it, just keep it running all the time.
I don't know whether this goes on page 3 of the Senate bill after line 10. I have asked that, the lobbyists be protected from the legislators.
Okay.
And, no lobbyist shall make or offer to make, either directly or indirectly, during any session of the Legislative Assembly, any payment or contribution to any of anything of value in order to aid or promote the interest, success, or defeat of any political party or committee or any member of the Legislative Assembly. No person shall receive or solicit, either directly or indirectly, such payment or contribution from a lobbyist. Well, I'm not pointing the finger at any political party because they both have done it. And I think it's wrong.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Lobbyists buying, $100 tickets to dinners and then giving them to legislators to go.
I know the Republicans did it once, so I'm not.
But it's going on right now.
Yeah.
The other night there was a Jim Renton fundraising party in Eugene, and Mary Rose and her husband were given a ticket. And,
I
I just think it's wrong to say that we won't pass your bill unless you contribute to this particular campaign.
Doesn't it also preclude the Sign
Me
Die party?
I don't think it would. Because
hello party, too.
Yeah, the hello party.
No, I don't think it would.
Sure.
This might be your indirect.
Sure does. That's okay, though. We can all brown bag it.
What about brown boozement?
Well, you could put that in as a new section. You could probably just put it in as a new section 4, right after section 3 on page 3.
This does not preclude... You could say this does not preclude parties or entertainment offered by the lobbyists to the entire assembly or something like that.
Yeah,
if you read this
broadly enough, it means that they cannot take it alone.
Sure, why should they?
Why shouldn't
they?
I like their
contingency.
Well, I mean, why should they pay for it?
Well, George, in our lobbying bill, you must remember, we have provisions which allow expenses.
We don't have anything to report now if we don't want to pay for it.
Then it would certainly simplify the whole process.
Yes, sir.
What you were really getting at, wasn't it, was the fundraiser.
That's right. That's
Can't we narrow it down to that?
That's well, really I don't think that the lobbyists should be able to buy, either be able to or be required to, buy a whole pack of really expensive tickets and then parcel them out to individual legislators to go. And I also don't believe that legislators should get free passes to the Multnomah County.
How do you read that, other contributions, into that phrasing? Shall make or offer to make, either directly or indirectly.
Well, indirectly is...
Any payment or contribution of anything of value in order to aid or promote the interest, success, or defeat of any political party or committee or any member of the legislative session, assembly.
Well, all right.
Interest would be the key. In the interest of that particular member of the legislative assembly to pass this particular piece of legislation and therefore enlist the aid of a lobbyist under interest.
Really, if the political party would probably take care of
political party or political or
it would be a party.
There you go. That's the call of the house.
Well, to promote the interest of any political party.
I think it's a terrific move.
You mean the way it sounds?
And I think it's also broader than what you're thinking.
It evidently is.
Yeah.
But if we limit it to a political party, we'll certainly be taking care of those those fundraising events that...
Or campaigns could put success or defeat of any political party or campaign committee or political committee as opposed to a committee of the session.
Hell, we have open meetings. We let anybody in. Here's the guy who drafted the amendment. What does it say?
Well,
we interpret this broadly as to mean that lobbyists no longer take us to lunch.
Now that isn't what you meant, is it?
Or the staff.
Or have a sign and die party.
Or a hello party.
That language, Mr. Chairman, was taken from the election law corrupt practices provision.
No, we don't.
No, I was dead.
Here's a chair over here, Jessica. He's carrying a bill.
I have no idea how that language in Chapter 60 is being construed. I would presume that it's
out of what chapter?
Chapter 260.
The
election law.
Election.
That election law revision says that you can't coerce anybody into contributing anything for that benefit.
What is the coerce?
Yeah, right.
That's a little different.
Well, yes, but whether or not you're talking about coercing or whether you're talking about contributing or paying, I think that language. Yeah, I think. Well, but I think whatever it is that you're talking about that's being contributed has to take on the same.
Well,
says to defeat any political party or committee or member of the Legislative Assembly. Now, how do you construe that really into... How do you construe that into lobbyists can't buy a drink for a legislator? Can you? Well, come on, you two attorneys.
Mr. Chairman, I would say that if you read this by taking read it in the manner in which I think Representative Cole was reading it, you could read it say that nobody can make any contribution of anything of value in order to aid or promote the interests of any member of the Legislative Assembly. That's what the amendment says. You just take out success or defeat of any political party or committee, or, and you read it the way take that it says contribution of anything of value in order to aid or promote the interests.
Or any member of the
legislature. Any member of the Legislative Assembly. And his interest would certainly be having...
Well, do you think this would do it?
I think so. That would
minus that language.
Right.
Right. Take out member of Legislative Assembly and just leave it to local party or committee.
Defeat of any political party or committee.
Of course,
it doesn't mean that they can do anything to anyone else in the country either. It's limited down to Oregon. Well, the time that I know of that the Republicans engaged in this thing, it was...
I'm not talking about Oregon now, but I'm talking about if you leave this also, during our legislative session, they can't do anything to promote the interests of any political party.
Like the national.
Yeah. Well, would you modify that by putting in Oregon?
I think we ought to make sure.
And political party or committee in Oregon.
Doesn't that say, though, of the origin of the Legislative Assembly?
Well, that refers to members.
So we're also talking about any political party or committee.
Which said any state,
any political party or any member of the Legislative Assembly.
Yeah. Right.
State political party.
Political party or committee, or then you want to leave that member of the Legislative Assembly in there?
No.
Well, some of the funds that have been raised have been for campaign deficits of legislative members. Yeah, but what would be... I have a $300 deficit. What's to prevent me,
as an individual,
from going to the lobbyist and say, look...
You, my tickets to my fundraiser that I'm
on
myself.
Or I have a person do it for me, my campaign chairman or something.
The fundraising dinners that were held
happens is they continue to pay off deficits.
But they were held by a group or the committee.
I don't think it's bad because you're putting an arm on the lobbyists.
Yeah, but what I'm arguing with that aspect, I'm talking about because of all the other language, you're leaving in any member of the legislative assembly.
I think it has to stay in.
Well, if you're talking about that sort of thing, but you're not under that language, you're talking about everything.
That's where you and I disagree on interpretation only. I think that's the answer to it.
What?
A subsection B that says this is not to be construed as interfering with the normal activities of lobbyists and the entertainment of legislative members.
Ooh.
Why not? If that's the way you feel, that'll be effective.
I don't care.
I mean, I like the amendment the way it is, but if what you're trying to exempt is entertainment for lobbyists, then what's wrong with saying that publicly?
That isn't what you mean. Oh, you mean
exempt? Yeah, I'm trying to exempt the hello party, the goodbye party, and one of them took me to dinner this session. Inadvertently, he didn't mean to. But I just showed up in the scene.
Didn't get rid of me.
What do you think about that, Chuck?
The railroad party.
Mental health party.
Poor people's party. Okay, let's grab language to do that. And then I'll move the amendment to be adopted. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Scarelli?
Aye.
Representative Cole?
No.
Representative Pollard?
No.
Time? What's the objection?
I like the amendment, just the way it is.
Well, then, George, you've got to vote for it.
At all? I'm just trying to clean it up a little bit, so if it does get by, it doesn't follow, does it?
Let me ask again. The reason that you have the amendment drafted is because that this in our lobbying deal that we're working on would not preclude the situation where either the lobbyists do buy a whole ticket or an expensive ticket and then parcel them out, or the situation where one party or one group puts the arm on them to buy a lot of them.
Exactly.
And that's the only thing you were trying to
get to. That's the only thing I'm trying to get to on this amendment. And I thought you agreed with that in principle.
I do, but I'm not sure I agree with that in principle either.
Let me ask you something else, too, while we're on this subject.
I do not believe that it's going to go through.
That members of the legislature should get free passes to things. I don't think that they should get a discount to see the guy to use the motels and things, and I don't think they should get free movie tickets. And that's including this.
Whether they should just take it around together, a bottle of cocktail.
You just want to stop all expenses from lobbying relative to legislators.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary.
Well, it may not be necessary, but I'm not sure that the Assembly would approve of it. In fact, the railroad people took me to the dinner dance. That's absolutely...
There was another way of looking at it. They want to take your time. I got to see you. What makes
Nine times out of ten, when we take or invite somebody out, it isn't actually, as we refer to it, as lobbying. We're trying to get to know the people so that they will know who we represent and will call upon us. And this is one of the reasons we do it.
Well, I haven't had the time to go out. We'll be back. I have a very complicated life with my family and my husband.
Is the majority of the committee in favor of stopping the practice of political parties in the legislature, putting the arm on the lobbyists to contribute to campaign funds or fundraising.
Yes.
What happened to Peg?
I'm trying to find some coffee here.
Are you in favor of that?
I don't believe putting the arm on anybody. I certainly don't object to giving them an opportunity.
We got a problem.
Well, doesn't the lobby, you're concerned, isn't it taken care of in the lobby bill? Because
no.
Now they've got it, they're going to have to say where they're buying these, if they're buying these tickets and everything.
Yeah. They'd have to disclose it.
If we had those disclosed items.
That doesn't stop it, though.
Public pressure might stop it.
Yeah. But the way the direction of the disclosure law goes,
the purpose of the amendment is to stop both parties from putting the arm on lobbyists for campaign contributions, deficits, fundraising. Pardon?
Representative Cole, what about some language saying no lobbyist can offer or pay any contribution on behalf of any political party, committee, or member of the legislative assembly to either retire past campaign deficits or to support future deficits?
For instance, next Monday night is a tribute to the call. It costs $50. And lobbyists will buy a packet of those and distribute them out to different legislators to go. I don't think that's right.
It's fine, but
me either.
No, I've never gotten any either.
Does it take a little bit of the heat off of it if you talk about the contribution in terms of making a monetary contribution or payment? Or does that take care of Representative Cole's free lunch and whatever else?
How many people receive those $350 tickets? I've never received one of those tickets.
I never have either.
Anybody else was either. So I wonder who does.
I was kind of teed off at one thing last night. You know, I bought a ticket and I went there and there was everybody was there and they had not bought their own ticket.
It might, except
that
I think this language
is kind of serious. I don't find my own ticket. I usually don't go.
What if we take out the directly or indirect from that? No lobbyist shall make or offer to make during any session of the legislature any monetary payment, is that what you're saying?
Right. Or contribution.
Or contribution. To promote the success or defeat of any political party or committee or any member of the legislative assembly.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I'm opposed to the whole idea, but I would like it written so that if it's going to go through, it is limited to just the things that you have that concern for. That's my own problem.
Yeah. Can you write it that way?
Like good legislation. Not
can you write it that way and vote against it?
Well, I
really have to do it all the time. I try to write the best legislation I can. I think that's my job down here. Try and write the best possible legislation, whether I like it or not. So that when it does pass, workable.
Well, I just think that we're saying no lobbyists, and I think there's ways of getting around it. Maybe the lobbyists won't buy that packet of tickets. But maybe somebody else who is not listed or as a lobbyist, does not function as a lobbyist, but for that organization he's lobbying for, could buy those and distribute them and have the same effect, so I don't know what we're really getting at here. And then if in the lobbyist disclosure bill, if we had a category that this would refer to, we wouldn't need this, and they would also be declaring their payment for these tickets. That would not prohibit the lobbyists from doing that if they so wish, because I think that they would
there be... Down, I want you to say, during the legislative session, no lobbyist may contribute to a fundraising activity.
For any...
On behalf of any member of the legislature or his party.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
Of course, this wouldn't limit fundraisers for state officials.
Let's put that in too.
Or elected
or defeated officials.
Well, they're going to step you in.
You're going to
put it in the third week.
Hey,
why are you thinking about that?
But
you know, just keep thinking about that.
Well, yeah, I'd like to get this settled before we pass on.
Well, I really don't think that this amendment is going to take the control that we want to see. Because I think they'll just use another means if they feel so inclined to do it. So the president of the company, rather than the lobbyist, will buy the tickets.
Well, that's got to show up in income tax someplace. Mm-hmm.
Well, this would also show up in the lobbyist disclosure. We have lobbyist disclosure. We just put that category in.
Well, that's another thought. I'm not so sure it's the lobbyist that buys them.
Who buys them?
The First National Bank could buy 100.
Chuck?
This is why we put in either directly or indirectly, discussion with them, because that way I couldn't go to my people and say, I can't pay, so therefore, could you give them a check? Because that's either directly or indirectly through the getting that.
How are we going to?
Something I'm afraid
police?
Of, you know, I would really like to see this bill, basic bill, get through. I'm afraid if we put some of these things in like this, it's really going to kill us. Maybe
but
I'm
that's
wrong.
One of the biggest conflicts, one of the worst offenses there is. If we can't write that
into
the bill,
well,
then why
worry? I'm speaking to the normal as it's written here. If we can work it out better, that's...
You write out your amendment and we'll try it yours.
If you won't ask me who, it just cost me $50 when I walked out the door.
You should have stayed in here.
I should have stayed here.
What was that, for a ticket to the governor's?
For the forest?
Yeah, the governor's party Monday night. Who taps you for it, may I ask?
That's a friend.
Was it a legislator?
No.
Okay. What will happen to the ticket? Do you know?
Would
this cover that?
Either directly or indirectly.
Wait a minute. Now, if the governor was having this after the session was over, you would
have. I would have to.
You still have to do it.
It wouldn't be included in this. We're not worried about it after the session. It's during the session. It's a problem.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe all the problems would come up after the session.
Or before.
I mean, what are we going to do? Just postpone it or set it ahead?
Well,
I'm
having to buy my own ticket to go Monday night, and I know, I've already been told that there are a lot of legislators that are going, just like you. The lobbyists have been hit up.
Go buy one for Norma.
If we're going to give that one, too, that you bought.
I don't see it.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
Oh, you're buying it for something.
He doesn't know for whom.
He doesn't know for whom.
Well, how is this going to protect that stuff? He doesn't even know who it's for.
How is he going to influence them if he doesn't know who it's for? And
well,
they don't know who it's coming
for. The governor's deal.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, the
either directly or indirectly.
Let Chuck read what I said.
Words to this effect. Make any monetary contribution or payment to any fundraising activity on behalf of any political party or committee or any member of the legislature. If you want to go that far, I think we could use the definition that's in that bill already that talks about what a public official is. That would
fall,
To state any public official.
I'm afraid Governor McCall might be eating alone.
Yeah, might well be. Whose idea was the damn dinner? Plant trees in Israel. What do you think?
This goes a little far because this gets on down into. Well, I guess
and then what about.
District attorneys?
When you say cash payment or whatever, what about putting tickets in there?
Well,
you think that covers tickets?
Well, one has to give something in return for the sickness, and that's the thing you want to get at, I guess.
Read that first sentence, wait, please.
It's not going to be just exactly as true, but make any monetary contribution.
Oh, that's, all right, now is that purchase of a ticket?
Directly
or indirectly. Put that in, and that would take care of the tickets, wouldn't it?
Well,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would take care of the third party purchase.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But you still, the cocktail or the dinner or the lunch,
which
or
doesn't bother most people,
would remain. That's not a fundraiser.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready to vote on the motion that we think we have?
No, I don't know exactly what it is.
Can you write it out more? We'll go on.
Yeah. Okay. You write it out the way you think it should be, will you please? And then we'll vote on it. And then I think, is there any question about this last person? No person shall receive or solicit either directly or indirectly such a payment or contribution from a lobbyist?
That would be all right because it's just...
That's covering staff. And legislators? Staff and legislators.
Well, I had to see that
and
see
what
it looked like when we read the whole thing.
Okay, now we'll go on. Norma, what was your...
Well, I hadn't really looked at this carefully, but there were two things that I think are relative and minor.
Let's go back to where we were.
I was concerned about the Uncle Aunt business. Conflict of interest does not mean the employment of no more than one person who is either a defendant. All right. Employment by whom? The public official? Because, you know, I could conceivably hire Norma's sister, and she hires her husband, and then we got two of her relatives. I don't think anything wrong with that. It's the public official hiring his own relatives.
Yeah, and I don't think that they should be able to do that.
The public official.
Right.
But if I wanted to hire two of your relatives to work for me,
there isn't any way we can legislate against that.
Well, but it is now. That's correct. That would be correct.
If you look down the list of employees here sometimes, you'll see that there's 67 that have the same surname. And they,
shouldn't the no be taken out of that? Mm-hmm. Conflict of interest means the conflict of substantial. Oh, it does not mean the employment of no more
than one.
But isn't that a double negative? Mm-hmm.
I think it should read the employment
of more than one person, shouldn't it read?
No, you're correct in saying it's a double negative. And it would read conflict of interest does not mean the employment of no more than one person. The intent is to say that it's not a conflict. Right, that's correct.
You don't need no more.
That's right.
The employment of more than one person, isn't that
right? Well, now you're getting into a positive. You're saying it is a conflict of interest to employ more than one.
I think it should be.
Right, but the question is, the thing is that employment has got to be defined by who.
We take out no more. No, we take out no more than. So it reads, conflict of interest does not mean the employment of one person who is either...
Right.
That's all right.
And I think it should be
the employment should
by
be,
the public official.
Well, it was deferring to get it back to what the bill originally said. It would be the employment by a member of the Legislative Assembly is what it was directed at, as originally worked on under the Legislative Assembly.
One person
who has either... Right, that's correct.
Of such members?
Right.
Well, that allows them to hire their spouse as a secretary.
That's correct.
But nobody else could be on the payroll from
that's
that
right.
family.
That's right.
Hired by him.
Well, hired by him. That's correct.
I can hire my wife and your wife.
That's correct.
Well, that doesn't seem
The employment by a member of the Legislative Assembly, one person who is either a...
Okay, and you sure the double negatives are all right? Or
we've gotten that by taking out no more than.
Okay.
Then one of one person is.
Then read it again.
Okay. However, conflict of interest does not mean the employment by a member of the Legislative Assembly of one person who is either a descendant, ascendant, brother, sister,
okay,
uncle, aunt, et cetera, and so forth.
Good.
Does not mean the
employment by a member of the Legislative Assembly.
So I can hire my wife.
What you do is you get down here and we can
hire
of one person who is either a...
Say how many relatives you want to put on the payroll, and then you say, Riley takes Paul's kid, and Paul takes Riley's kid. I don't think so. I think it's what...
The law
should be that only
one
of
a
legislative relative can be employed by
a legislative family state. But what if George has his wife as a secretary?
That's enough.
That's
enough cold.
But what if he has a son who is, or a daughter, who is extremely qualified in a certain area, and some committee chairman wants to hire that person? Is that possible?
You know, we got one other problem, too. Out of legislators who live away from the state, we'll move down to bring our family to the bring a wife who will hire a secretary, and we have a daughter or a son of the family, we'll move down with her.
By the member of the legislature, that's correct. That's the way it was originally written.
I think it's by the legislative assembly.
They can't work here.
That's what's right. As it was originally written and as it was supposed to come back out of LC, but it didn't, it would say that by a member rather than the assembly.
Well, I think it should be the assembly.
My brother couldn't be hired.
Somebody
wanted it.
Breaks of the game of having a brother that's in the legislature.
Either that or you send your wife home.
Either that's right.
There's an excuse to get rid of your spouse.
Either that or your wife doesn't work.
But they may be hired in a completely unrelated job.
Let them work for public service.
In fact, they might even be hired as a full-time employee here in state civil service.
Well,
and I can't hire my...
All right, how about that? If you want to put it, if they're a civil service employee, make an exception for that. Would that help you any? Thank you. other than those who are
on the first problem straight now. Are we talking about employment by the legislature or by a member of the
I'm talking about the legislature,
the
period.
Says the idea that
by the member,
it was a member of the legislature.
That's the way it was written. But
well, but then you could say Jack Craig could go out and hire all the brothers and sisters because he's not a member of the legislature.
May I ask a question? George, this is a conflict of interest. We're going to declare conflicts of interest. You don't have to make any statement if only one of your relatives employs here. But you may have to make a statement, if it's possible, that you have your wife and your brother and an uncle. I mean, this
are
is
forbidding the hiring. Or really
no, it doesn't forbidding the hiring. As long as you have only one member of your family who's a descendant or a
thing. Well, I think you should just forbid.
And that would not be, but that's not what the intent of this bill is. This is a conflict of interest bill, not
that is correct.
Prohibiting employment.
That is correct.
Well, then you say
you are prohibiting
the employment of more than one person of a legislator's family is a conflict of interest.
No.
And it should be declared is all.
That is correct.
This
and it is prohibited. Well, it doesn't do that yet.
But in other areas, when we say there's a conflict of interest, doesn't mean you can't hold the stock or you can't do this or that.
You declare
it. You merely declare it.
And at the opening of the session, you would stand up and say, I have my mother and father and four kids, and my ne'er-do-well brother.
And they work in these positions.
And these positions, and that would be it. Under the way it's written, she's correct. It would mean
one is emptying waste baskets.
Right.
The other
one is not a conflict
is,
of interest.
Know,
five is a conflict
is
of interest, which you have to announce at some point, at some indeterminate point. That's a hole in the bill.
Where is it in the original bill?
That's a hole in the bill.
Democrats don't see anything wrong with that, but they see there's rough for Republican legislators who are ambitious to have some major connection with a
no,
business.
I see nothing wrong with any major connection to a business or anything of the sort. Merely the declaration of it, and if I have four of my relatives here, I should people should be aware that my four relatives are working.
Well, I don't think your four relatives ought to be working here as mine.
In effect,
they belong in a conflict of interest. Bill.
Why not?
What else? Are we going to go around and start finding things we can prohibit? Lots of things we can prohibit.
I thought this was making an open declaration.
You
said
you shall not hold that stock. Do you have stock in that company?
The impact, in fact, I think the bill would be ambiguous under those circumstances. It would be ambiguous if you had, because the bill, frankly, in working on the bill, that's something I'd never realized before, that in fact you could have four employees, four relatives or people connected to you on the payroll, but further back in the bill it doesn't tell how you're supposed to announce the fact that you do that. I know, but I mean there's somebody who did. So that it might be a question of a separate bill to prohibit that. I don't know.
Yeah. What does common cause make of all this
law
discussion?
I'm for an explosion period.
You
think so that the legislature should be able to put a whole family on the public hearing?
I think the judgment of the public, if they're aware of that fact,
and if there should be some regulation, and it should come
should
in another bill,
bill,
not in this
If we go that route, then what are we saying? How are we saying it? Well, we're not going to get it in here, so let's take what we can get. You haven't been here very long.
I did the other day. What are we saying? Then what do we want to say? The employment?
Of more than one person who is either a descendant, and so on, is a conflict of interest.
It says that.
Well, it's the language, all right.
Conflict of interest does not mean the employment of one person who is a
A conflict automatically, because you automatically have a conflict if you have more than one. However, in looking into the bill, you would have to go to Section 9, and it says, when a conflict of interest develops, the public official shall do one of the following on page 6, at the bottom of the page, Section 9. Subsection 1, if he is a member of the Legislative Assembly, he shall announce publicly prior to any vote on the issue the nature of the conflict of interest and shall abide by the rules of the House of which he is a member. That's the only thing that would relate. Unless you wanted to include in his statement of economic interest the fact he's got 7 in his family on the payroll. It's not in there now. It's not in the bill now. The only way that conflict would arise if you had more than one as a conflict under the bill would be if there was legislation in front of you that had a direct impact on that person that you've got on the payroll. Otherwise, it's ambiguous. If the question is to prohibit more than one, then it has to be rewritten.
Well, say, we're not going to get that, so what we have to settle for is the employment of more than one person
by the legislature.
By the legislature?
Yeah.
By the Legislative Assembly?
Yeah.
Not by the members.
It means that George is poor uncle. Besides his wife, he has to state that.
That's right.
I mean, if I'm hired, whatever.
All right, so we want it to limit to these relatives of a member of the legislature?
Yeah.
See, because public officials go on down the line to judges and
district attorneys
and members, the directors of agencies.
So you would say the employment...
I think we can't abolish the spoil system in this bill, so let's restrict this to members of the legislature.
So what you could say would be, what you're saying is that the employment by the Legislative Assembly of one person who is either descendant, brother, sister, et cetera, of a member of the Legislative Assembly, so that the Legislative Assembly could not hire... It would be a conflict of interest, and the person would have to deal with it. It doesn't prohibit it.
Is it clear
enough?
I think the implication is that if you don't fit the exception, then
okay.
Everything else
is
fine. Yes, okay. Right. Now, Mr. Chairman, may I ask further that you say when you address that section to the Legislative Assembly shall apply, you mean in an official capacity as like a committee clerk or something like that?
Yeah.
You don't mean personal staff, do you?
Yes,
it's everything.
I think then you need to say or any member of the Legislative Assembly.
All right, the Legislative Assembly or any member thereof.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. You need to say that.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Employment by the Legislative Assembly.
Or any member thereof. No, we haven't gotten to the situation, I guess, where we hire a daddy and his son.
Why not?
Well, I suppose they're hired by the speaker, we'll say. And
he's got to declare.
But they're not relatives of his.
That's great.
Well, it's just getting it out in the open. Jack Craig and his son are both members, are both hired by the Legislative Assembly.
They're not related to anybody who's either a member, who's a member.
Anybody related to anybody else.
Well, I don't know that I guess we can't do anything about that. I don't know whether this speaks to the Frank Roberts situation.
By the member.
No, it doesn't. I don't think so, does it?
No.
Well,
someplace else, I think, yeah. That's my appointment.
As long as Wendy doesn't ask her mother or somebody else as her secretary.
No, that's correct.
But then someplace else in here, isn't there appointment by the state? A person who's worked for the state in another capacity can't have two jobs. Is that in here someplace?
This bill?
Yeah.
No. We don't speak to moonlight. They're not in the bill.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how you could include that in here, much as I'd like to, but we better clarify that C a little bit more too, because we're saying employment by the legislative assembly or any member thereof.
Of one person who is either all those things,
yeah,
of a member.
Yeah, I want to get back to the matter of employment. The intent is employment during,
The session.
Or after the session.
Okay.
If I could have someone working for me at home, that would cover it. I couldn't hire them.
Oh, yeah, I think it's, so we're talking about during the session. While the assembly is in session.
No, at the session. At the session.
At so
about
physically.
I'm going to describe.
Well, what you're worried about is that you're hiring your son to mow the lawn at home.
I can't employ him.
By state funds.
Mm-hmm.
You think it, but the employment...
How do we know I'm George Fazer?
Well, then it becomes his when it passes from the state
but
to him.
There's something in there.
Yeah.
George is probably
right.
The employment has to be paid full
time. Yeah, we could put a tag on the end. I remember it's through
the
funds.
Employment by the state assembly or...
Any member thereof.
For legislative purposes.
I think state...
Because that's behind somebody who wrote it back home. But we want to relate it to the employment here.
Yeah.
But from state funds?
From state funds?
A
bunch during the interim.
Would that do it?
The interim committee.
Paid from state funds. Well, let's, yeah. So it would be the employment by the legislative assembly or any member thereof of one person who is, blah, 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 of a member paid... In part or whole from state funds.
Everybody happy?
Okay.
Then,
You're talking about an exemption, aren't you? That's fit by and part of by state funds. That part of it. That you're saying it does not apply to these people.
It says it does not apply. What it says is that you get to employ one person with state funds, but no more.
Unless you declare it.
Unless you declare it. If you hire all of them, but off of your own on your own hook, then it's not a conflict. Is the result. So a wealthy member could come and bring his whole family and install them in the Capitol and the environs.
I can just see Becky Johnson down here.
Yeah,
an employee.
I sure can do it.
Check.
You got a problem with the wordage of age too. Remember the household. Children of age means the spouse and any children of the person who resides with
That's right. You're right.
So, member of the... I'm sorry, I didn't get...
Spouse and any children.
Of the person who resides with the person and any children who reside with the parent.
But George said it right.
Right.
Say it again.
Spouse and any children of the person who resides with the person.
You said it better the first time. Or any children of the spouse who reside with the parents. Is that it?
No, any children of the person.
My coffee's going to be cold by the time I get back again.
Or any children of either?
Remember, the household means the, means the spouse of the person who resides with the person and any children who reside with
the person. Of the person and any children of either who reside with the person.
Oh, I see. And any children of either. Okay. You have it?
Spouse
right.
Of the person and any children of either.
Who reside with the parent, okay. Is that correct?
Who said spouse?
Correct. Yes. That's fine.
Okay.
The member of household means the spouse of the person and any children of either who reside with the parent.
Good.
Okay.
Person, I think.
Yeah.
Well, then the first person should be public official. Every household means the spouse of the public official and any children of either who reside with the
person. I think that's better, too.
Yeah, because we don't have it. Okay.
I didn't. All I was just doing was making a generalized statement.
Okay.
Public official means the governor, the secretary of state, the state treasurer, attorney general, superintendent of public construction, labor commissioner, members of the... what's that?
Well, I was going to see a list.
Supreme Court?
A minor court ruling to get away with
it.
Oh. Are you saying we don't need any of the courts?
Oh, no.
What'd you say we did away with?
Oh, we're going down there.
Oh.
Well, that number one on the list. Get all that CC&L.
Okay. Following state boards and commissions. Minor court rules committee is out. Okay, let's go. Superintendent of State Police, Board on Police Standards and Training. Employee Suggestion Award Board. Do we have one of those?
That could be done away with.
It says it's not in the bill anyway.
Now, before we get into this, list was drawn up by Legislative Council and to discover how far the absolute scope of Senate Bill 642 would go, which is on executive appointments. It was not, so the business over here in bill, yes, no, relates to that bill. And I've drawn a line through it. It doesn't relate to this bill. That's just, this is a separate, this is just the list that they used to find out how many there were.
The Superintendent of State Police would be on it because he'd be a department head.
You'd get him as a super, you've already got him.
So we marked him off. But we left on the commission of uniform state law.
Yes.
These are not subject to Senate confirmation. Does that make any difference?
We're just listing them. No, that was in relation to the executive appointment Senate confirmation bill.
What are we making these people do?
They're subjected to the act in filing a conflict of interest statement, a financial, an economic interest statement, just like everybody else. In section 9 of the bill.
Let's see what we're making them do. I don't know. We want to get all the little boards and...
Say, George, I don't...
That's the question.
Things like the commission of uniform state law and stamp it because these guys don't get paid anything. They're not getting reimbursed for travel expenses and then lawyers that have to be appointed to work on... there is just no special interest involved at all. It's just the technical services they render to the state.
Okay.
You'd be hard for us to find
women to do it. Superintendent of State Police. Next one I find is the director of the executive department. Well, maybe economic development.
Wouldn't
he be agency head? Yeah,
I would think so.
Economic, let me see. So we've...
Board of Police Standards and Training, they don't have
to.
No, I wouldn't think so.
What you're asking is a particularly rigorous... filing the same as if they were a member of the legislature or an elected state official.
Okay, what about the superintendent of state police?
He's already covered. We've got him. He's got a head. He's got a head of an agency. Employee Suggestion Awards Board.
Economic Development Administrator.
Oh, isn't he already covered? Aren't the administrators of these people covered?
Yeah. No, the heads of the agencies and the heads of the division.
That's
transit. He's in there also.
No, that's the commissioners. The head of the division is in.
We have any
commissioners? Well, we've got one. Right. And it's,
the Coastal Development Conservation Commission are 30 people.
No, out. let's just restrict it to people who get paid a salary.
Oh, no. You have to have it in there. I'm not voting for the bill.
So far, I've gotten taken off the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the top 7. Number 8 is Mass Transit Division Commissioners. We left those in, is that right?
Yeah, well, Highway Commission, number 1, how about that?
Highway Commission, or we'll circle the ones we think we ought to have. How about the CDR?
Yeah, that'd be easier.
The CDR Board. Public Employee Relations Board.
Well, you know, that might not be a bad idea.
I'd put them in.
They,
you bet. You bet. Put them in.
Did we let in the Mass Transit Division Commissioners?
Wait a minute. What about the Mass Transit Division Commissioners?
How about
Mass Transit Division Commissioners? We're just going to have to do this coordinated. Leave them in. Okay. Coastal Development out. Public Employee Relations Board in.
Right.
State Employees Benefit Board in, huh?
Who are they?
I never heard of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't
know. Four of them.
I don't know. I never heard of them. Okay.
Capital
Planning Commission.
Yeah.
Director of Department of General Services. Now you have two anyway.
You've got him already.
Commission for the Blind.
Oh, boy, there's so many of these people.
Out. Educational Coordinating Council. Are they already?
I don't know.
Well, that's
the
they're
the ones that coordinate the.
Yeah, they're the Superintendent of Public Instruction. They.
We've already
got him. Chancellor's office. They
we don't have them.
Out. 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 Highway Division Commission.
Yeah.
Norma, do you have a thing about the Highway Commission?
I can't understand why, Norma.
Called by the arrogance of the Highway Commission.
All right, Scenic
Area
Board.
Scenic
River. Yeah, that's probably the Scenic Rivers.
Is that a group that tells you what the scenic areas
Columbia River Gorge. No. Adjutant General's already in?
That's correct. Director of Department of Veteran Affairs, you've got both of them. Yes, you've already got them. Advisory Committee, Department of Veteran Affairs.
No.
Public Welfare Review Commission?
No.
Law Enforcement Council, there's 25 of those. That's the one the AG was worried about. Okay. Comprehensive Health Planning Authority.
Lord, what are we doing with all these?
Well, who the hell do you think runs the government?
Just wait until you get down here.
Board of Social Protection.
I never heard of that.
Racing Commission.
Racing Commission, Liquor Control Commission, both, yes.
Speed Control Board.
Like you're the
Traffic Safety Commission.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. State Marine Board.
They're about to be abolished, so let's not put them in. Well, they're going to go into another agency. Well, we're not going to abolish the State Marine Board, per se. And the State Marine, whatever it is, board, I guess it is, you know. So we're going to create, well, let's not go into that now.
Want me to put a question mark next to that?
No, I don't think you need to put the, because the head of it would be in already.
Okay. Scratch State Marine Board.
Rittenhouse, yeah.
Board of Aeronautics.
Same
situation.
In the
process of being abolished.
It's Game Commission
60,
yes, I would say.
Board of Aeronautics
would
be abolished?
Well, yes,
that's
under the transportation.
Well,
it becomes part of
the transportation bill.
Department of Transportation, 3166, and would do away with that board.
Oh, we do away with the other
commission. He's got the Rogue River Coordination Board in here twice.
Let's put that in there.
What?
Rogue River
Coordination. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, I couldn't appear yesterday to testify a bill that was in Senator Posse's committee for the handicapped because I found out that I voted against that little bill
here.
And he said there's no sense
in
my showing up.
There's no sense of putting that in.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
Should we have a retaliation board?
Wouldn't that be funny? You just fly right out there.
State Board of Forestry.
I suspect that ought to be him.
The State Engineer.
Wait a minute. On that State Board of Forestry, they're all foresters, one way or another. Maybe we ought to know their holdings.
Well, they're accepted
right
out.
No, we've got, no, they're, it's not a conflict to serve on that if the law says you have to be a forester to be on it. But you still want to know what their holdings are.
Let's put it in.
State engineer, I'm not sure whether we've got them covered already.
He's the head of a department.
He's the head of
a
department.
In that other
he goes into the, okay.
Agriculture should be in.
We've already got him.
In. Department of it.
I don't know what that is. Oregon State Fair Commission. What's that?
I would kind of think so, too.
Well, they are branching out into a lot of commercial exhibits and things, and they're flown off to Nevada and Las Vegas all the time just to see the shows.
That's why.
Uh-huh.
Who does
and
that?
See, I really think so.
That's why Bill wants to be on it. Put him in.
Yeah.
State Soil and Water Conservation Division, I don't think you need in there.
Okay, now we get to the... We get
Silver
to
Commission,
the
Chewing Fescue, Otter Trawl Commission.
Chewing Fescue.
Forget it.
What, so we take a Dairy, Silver, Chewing Fescue, Otter Trawl.
Are these the grass commissions, are they all separate?
They're all separate.
Are they just...
I don't think we need any of those people.
Okay, so we just scratch those. Hop, prune, strawberry, barbecue, flour, beef, wheat, and potato.
Now the beef council.
Wait a minute, I think we're... Are there a question on one of the agriculture commissions?
No.
They're all out?
You got the good man in there.
Okay.
Wage and Hour Commission, I would think, should be in there. I mean.
Workman's Compensation Board.
Workman's Comp Board should be in. State Accident Fund Manager should be in.
If he's already in.
Isn't he already in there?
Okay.
Board.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. Apprenticeship and Training
Council.
Is he
on civil service?
I would presume so.
Do you know what Chuck is? I'm
trying to think. Is the employee boards, appeal boards?
No. Just employee appeal board.
I think only those.
Is that the civil service appeal board?
Yeah, I think that might be the civil service.
Appeal board, yeah.
Oh, they'd just be members of the board. I don't think they ought to be. I don't think there's anything down to the rest of that page.
Apprenticeship and Training Council.
No.
And then the psychological examiners,
no.
Medical,
no.
Nursing,
no.
All those,
no.
Podiatry, which is taken.
These are just agencies in the... These are agencies in the Department of Commerce. That bill has not been passed.
So you want to take PUC and the Ports Division Commissioner, is that correct?
PUC is already in, isn't it?
No, he's the... That's the...
Are you sure he is?
Darren? We got, yes, right,
right.
He's the head of a division.
They're not in existence anymore.
We voted down their budget.
Is it just dead?
Yeah. They're still a body, an official body.
Well, they don't do anything either. There's 21 of them.
Then you get to the page of the Exhibit B here.
Well, we're
starting on with Commission on Judicial Fitness and go right on through.
Okay, what about judicial fitness? Does that belong in there?
They're covered by their own.
Parole board, no. Director of Department
okay,
of
now,
Commerce.
Any director, you've already got
the
administrative
personnel.
Director, State Board of Education.
I can't see what conflict of interest they'd be involved in.
We all know they're
prejudiced.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair Dismissal Appeals Board. Okay, the next one you've already got, the Administrator. State Scholarship Commission?
No.
State Board of Higher Education?
No.
You've got the Administrator there. State Board of Health?
No.
EQ, Environmental Quality Commission? As and Nuclear and Thermal Energy Council? You've got the MVD man already. Vehicle Safety Commissioner.
I said the title of him.
Yeah.
The State Water Resources Board.
That's going to be unchanged.
How about the board Department of Geology and Mineral Industry?
He's board. Probably already in.
No, it's the board of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industry Board.
Yeah, let's
I
put that
so.
In.
Okay.
Oh, here we are. Incidentally, that's going to be changed, too.
Geology and Mineral Industries.
Yeah, that's going to go all into one board with the State Engineer and the Water Resources. And
I don't think
there is, because it's going to be changed.
Port of Portland?
I think maybe they ought to be in.
Just offhand, I'd say.
I would.
Then you have the State Banking Board.
Well, they're all
bankers and corporations.
You want to in or out?
We know that. We know they have a conflict of interest.
Superintendent of Banks, Corporation Commissioner, Insurance Commissioner, and Real Estate Commissioner. Out.
They're all heads of the department. You got that.
All departments. Fire Marshal, and the Board of Accountancy, Auctioneers, Landscape Architect, Tech, Pilot Commissioners, Watchmakers.
I want to put him out of a job. So now
we did that already.
Fire Marshal.
We did that already. Vote for Bill.
So you want to scratch those boards there?
Mm-hmm.
All those.
Consumer Services Housing Division Administrator. Okay.
Director
of Human Resources. The Corrections Administrator we've got. We've got the State Librarian.
I think you got
Public
the
Defender.
There.
Okay, I think that's...
Commerce Exam.
No.
Yeah, there's nobody over there.
Okay. Because
they're errors.
We can put them in on their errors because it's called the Department of Water and Geology.
Going to become more and more
official
thing.
I think
put them in. Okay. Put them in, and we'll make their
Water Resources Board also?
Yeah. I'll put both of those names back in. The next successors.
Whatever.
Yeah, successors.
All right. That gets us back to the bill on page 3, section 3. These sections 3, 4, and 5 are comparable to, I'm not sure what the numbers were, but the original bill. It says the same language. 3 says you can't use your office for financial gain other than your official salary.
Honorarium?
That's probably correct.
I think we ought to put that in.
No public official. I had a question.
What page is that?
Page 3. Read, no public official should use the official.
Mark Hatfield has started that.
I did it. Other official salary.
Honorarium.
Reimbursement expenses or honorariums. Would be after, other than his official salary and reimbursement expenses.
Salary,
honorariums, and reimbursement expenses would be better. Salary, honorariums.
Well, now you're saying here that he can't use his official position to obtain his financial gain for any member of his household, but yet he can hire any number.
The intent of the thing is that, and it could be stated clearer, is that you can't use it for corrupt reasons. That's really what it means. No, it isn't very clear. That's the idea, that you don't...
Or you list it, huh?
Right.
Or you just declare it.
That's the legislative
thing.
Well, why don't we just say other than salary? Other than salaries and reimbursement of expenses.
You mean put a period after expenses?
No public official for use of official position or office of obtain financial gain for himself. Other than salaries, honorariums, and reimbursement of expenses.
Well, you could still leave it in, but it would include the members of the household salary.
Yeah.
Other than official salaries, honorarium, and reimbursement. Salaries.
Yeah, other than official
salary. Salaries, honorarium, and reimbursement of expenses, or for any member of his household. Which year?
For a member of his household,
person.
that mean something?
What's all that say, Chuck?
I'm not sure. I'm fortunately not in the position of having a claim and address.
Well, because I know your feeling about the highway department, I'd rather suspect you put him someplace else.
They wouldn't hire him. I asked them. They'd be sure not to hire him.
Well, gee, I get requests from movies all the time. I give them a letter of recommendation.
Or make a phone call or something.
Faith beliefs or something.
But you don't get any reimbursement for that. No, but we're using our official position to gain financial gain for him.
That's right.
Well,
we're
not
to leave out
four
for any other person.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. I just wondered if we shouldn't go on past that. Is it read all right if we put a period after associated?
Yeah, I think so. Or for any other person.
Because I have, you know, these ex-inmates coming and calling us. And they've been doing this for years, so they know that it's a practice to call our house and try to find a job for them. We do frequently.
Okay, Section 4 says that no legislative employee shall accept assignment to or be employed by a legislative committee the jurisdiction of which consists of the manner in which he or a member of his household or business which he or a member of his household associated has a conflict of interest.
At least to my knowledge, the practice of getting people jobs as a legislator is not abused enough, at least in my experience, to justify leaving or any other person there, because by doing this, you would preclude what Tate talked about, which is the creative
work. But we took off or for any other person.
I know, but I just thought maybe we should state that in the record.
We see that Mr. Paulus's comments are stated in the record, please. That's a badly worded sentence, I think.
We're in the Gulf of Broad. We're going to be hiring a list of interim staff.
I'd be tempted to take out that
one.
I would like to amend that to say that no legislative employee shall accept financial reward from any other state agency. Well, I think that should be just doing legislative assembly. They'd get that the Roberts problem.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, if you don't put it during the legislative assembly, then you are putting me out of business.
I don't want to put you out of business. I want you to live on your legislative pay.
You
prosecute
against the tax commission or something like that. Mm-hmm. On an appellate.
No, person you love. I don't know where this came from. here it is. No legislative employee shall accept assignment to be employed by a perform service for a legislative committee. Same thing.
Well, which is consistent with matters.
Consistent with matters of other than.
De minimis nature.
Other than a de minimis nature, what's that mean?
No, very small and minor, and something that affects the same class the same way.
Maybe it's worded better here.
Well, the number four does not make sense either. Because you don't describe what is a conflict of interest for the legislative employee.
Look at your original section 7. No legislative employee shall accept assignment to be employed by or perform services for a legislative committee, the jurisdiction of which consists of matters other than a de minimis nature, in which he or a member of his household or business with which he is associated has a financial interest. I suspect that's better wording than that.
Don Collette.
Talking about jurisdiction of the defense committee, it's a tax committee or something that comes
just
about anything.
So Don Collette is acting as the lawyer for the interim committee, and they're discussing PGE sightings or something, and he's got stock in it.
More than 10%?
Or his wife in it. But then that means that since that subject came up, I don't know how you can do that.
I'm almost in favor of dropping the whole section, but I would like to get in the part about two state salaries, though.
Is that what this is supposed to do?
I don't know. No, I don't. Maybe it is. What was the intention of this? That's true.
A school teacher or something like that, that has no financial.
Have you ever seen the variety of bills that a committee like Consumer Affairs gets into?
Why don't we take the wording in section 3 and just substitute no legislative employee shall use his official position or office to obtain financial gain for himself other than his
official salaries and reimbursement expenses. You just repeat it then.
Why don't we just repeat the wording in section 3 and change it to no legislative employee shall use his official position or office to obtain financial gain for himself.
Okay.
Other than his official salaries and reimbursement expenses.
Well, can't we just put legislative employee, no public official or legislative employee?
Well, then you've got legislative employee receiving honorariums.
Well, they might.
They might?
Yeah.
And we're not concerned about his household either, are we?
Well,
I don't think so.
He's not a public official.
Reimbursement of expenses, period.
For the new four?
Yeah, for the new four. And then I'd like to put another sentence on that, if the committee is willing.
Okay. No public official. Okay, let's see.
Is the committee willing to put another sentence on that? Are the Democrats willing to put another sentence on that?
What?
Nor shall he receive two salaries from state agencies while the legislature is in session or something like that. Or salary from another state agency while the legislature is in session.
You're strictly in Frank, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. But that's past tense. I think of the future.
Then are we taking care of the legislative employees in section 3, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about another sentence.
I know, but I wanted to get that sentence written down.
Yeah, it would be.
it would
read like this. No legislative employee shall use his official position to obtain financial gain for himself, other than his official salary, honorarium, and reimbursement expenses, period.
Well, wait a minute. Now, my amendment would rule out Betty Roberts and Keith Skelton, come think of it.
Well, you haven't said member of household, you just said him.
And like
yeah, but they're both paid by Congress.
And Larry Perry.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that affects members of the legislature. I'm talking about legislative employees.
Right.
So it doesn't affect Keith and
that's right.
Betty.
It would affect probably the AA for the Education Committee.
Quite, yeah.
I think he's on the doctor, somebody, his name is. Isn't he on the staff of one of the...
Research group who was on the payroll and teaches a course at the University of Oregon Law School. And she's 3/4 time with House Research.
Well,
3/5.
No.
And that would knock her out.
Let's look at the fact that this is not going to affect anybody who's presently employed. We're talking about the future.
And I think that's a good
thing. I don't see anything wrong with it. The future.
I mean, the same will work for the legislature. They can terminate their other employment if they can leave their absence.
That's all we're talking about.
Find somebody else.
Well, even some type of rent to professors on campuses allow them to take a certain percentage of their salary as a reduction in their salary and pick that reduction up for the payment from the federal grant. Grants go through others are handled in a different manner, but their salaries are reduced by 25% or 30%.
Well, that's the problem we're objecting to.
This is even a regulation which is made up by federal government for allowances of grants.
So you
don't
get paid double.
They can still be receiving their salary for the time that they are teaching or, you know, acting in the capacity of a professor. They're being paid from the university. But then the time that they spend in research, they're being paid from the federal grant, their salary is being paid from the federal grant.
How about no full time?
Frank is on full time. Have 2/3 time there and full time here.
Full time legislative. Utilizing people from Wyoming.
Well, that's all right. That's private.
We're paying a fellow from Shelton Don Bullett from the research staff. We're paying him on a part-time basis.
But he's not getting paid.
I don't have any
idea.
Well, Miami probably isn't.
So
it
doesn't care. I mean, there's no problem.
And wouldn't saying full time lead to evasion with 4/5 appointment?
Mm-hmm.
Evasion. You say a 0.80 FTE. You know, he's not full time. He's there 40 or 50 hours a week.
That's
he's only getting paid. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He'd come up here and say, well, he's not full time. We're only paying him 80% of a full time salary. And he's working 100% of it, but we're not paying him from that extra 20. So he's not covered, and he can still draw 3/4 salary over here.
I've got, nor shall they receive a salary from
him. Oh, there's no one handy.
We're looking for
that.
nor shall they receive a salary from any other state agency while the legislature is in session.
Nor shall they receive any other salary from any state agency.
You don't need to say any other. Nor shall they receive a salary from any, any other state agency while the legislature is in session.
Okay.
Well, we say, first say no legislative employee shall use his official position or office and so on. Nor shall they receive a salary from any other state agency while the legislature is in session.
State agency. While the legislature is in session.
Any other state agency.
While the legislature
is in session. Yes. Now we're talking about no legislative employees.
The result would be you could have any combination of halves and parts and quarters for an interim employee. All public funds. Many other.
Many public agencies, well, legislature's in session.
How about AA?
He shouldn't be. He shouldn't be. That's not fair to either the town or to the legislature. Well,
but you're not employed.
I'm
for
the district. No, but I was thinking if I was an AA with
Well, but then you're not doing justice to your job.
It's different between an official, a legislator, when you're paid as a part-time legislator. And the salary is so low that the whole Oregon system is based on the premise that you shall be able to continue your employment. It's different than the employees.
We're now talking only about...
It's like the farmers.
Employees.
I get paid more than you do. The question is, do I devote full-time here and then X alpha?
Oregon system is the citizen-type legislators.
This helps employment. You've got to remember that.
That's true.
What about
quality? Sure, it's a democratic
amendment.
Low D. Read the first part of
it. It would read, no legislative employee shall use his official position to obtain financial gain for himself, other than his official salary, honorariums, and reimbursement of expenses. Period. Nor shall he receive a salary from any other public agency while the legislature is in session. Period.
Now you have to remember this doesn't come into effect until 90 days after you sign it on.
Well, it wouldn't yet. The effective date would be January 1, 1974.
Say that.
It's in the last section. The operative date for the commission and et cetera is... oh, no, it does. That's right. It is July 1. It's got an emergency clause on it.
I think July 1.
Yeah, July 1.
We may change that to January 1st.
You could say state, nor shall he receive a salary paid from state, any other salary paid from state funds, paid in whole or part by state funds. State funds.
Public
funds?
Including other public officials.
Okay, public agency, then you reach the county or the city.
I think it's all right, George. For the well-being of the people of Oregon.
Okay, that's what it's for.
That's all it's for. Okay, Peg.
fish and farm, it's freezing, and you can't turn the... It's on a key on that little box, and you can't turn it.
You can use my jacket.
No, I'm getting used to it now. Yeah, it's almost time for lunch.
I figured we'd adjourn when they did. They have to adjourn that one.
Yeah, and then they would give us a call, and we'd come down.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Yeah, I thought we'd wait till they adjourn, because lunch wouldn't be ready for us until they got ready.
The rest of the bill, real quickly, is...
let's not do it quickly.
Not too quickly, but Section 5 is another prohibition.
No
public official.
No public official shall enter into any contract other than the contract of employment with the person served with the interior.
Where it just allows him to take leave of...
That sounds more like lawyer talk. Okay.
Section 5 means that there's... Section 5 means that somebody who has a contract of employment for personal services, specifically mentioned teachers and other people who might have, who could be a member of the legislature, can't, or any business they're associated with, can't.
Or a lawyer.
Can't contract as a supplier or subcontractor except through competitive bidding. You can still go ahead and sell it. You can still sell to the state, but you have to do it through competitive bidding.
The highway department has consultants. They hire, or is that university, or they hire private consulting firms to make a study of them. Take my jacket.
No. Please sit down.
Well, I always just want.
Well, you open the door, you let all that in.
The line?
It used to be a divider. Is that it? I don't know. For a reason.
I don't know what it...
What, about the consultants for the Highway Commission?
Yeah, what if a state wants to hire somebody to make a study or something?
Well, that would be for personal services, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
And this refers just to public officials.
Right. So if the person is in public relations, or if he's in design consultant or something, then he could be hired as a design consultant for that personal service. Okay. If he was an architect, it'd have to be on a bid.
Well...
Or whatever, however those, you know...
Yeah, I'm thinking of the Capital Planning Commission specifically. They may hire somebody to consult with, but if the contract is let, it would have to be let on a bid.
That's right. If he's selling gravel, he's going to have to do it competitively. If he's selling his services as a consultant, they can do it. That's the net effect. That's correct. Section 6 is what Section 6 and Section 7 following are, who's going to file and when, and Section 7 is what you're going to file.
Okay, let's go over it, though. I don't want to...
Okay. On or before January 1, 1974, every person who is required to file a statement of economic interest shall file with the division such a statement. 2, within 30 days after the filing...
With the division, now. What,
right. That we're going to create two things. 1, a commission, which is an independent commission, and 2, is a division within the Secretary of State's office.
But you don't have... Oh, yes.
Do I have it organized by then?
January 1st.
That's
a pretty good time.
They should be able to.
Well, it has to, the emergency clause.
Are we going to say who has to file this?
Yeah, right. We're going to. So all those public, everybody is a public official in the definition, and then we've got different categories in Section 6, 2, 3, 2 and 3 to say how they're going to do it. So that in subsection 2 of section 6, we say, within 30 days after the filing date for the statewide primary election, each candidate for public office, including any candidate for United States Senator or Representative, shall file the division a statement of his economic interest. And then in section...
Where is that?
On page 4, section 6, sub 2.
That
would be under...
Every person who is required, but who is the person?
That's the public official.
Where does it say that?
Each. Section 6, sub 2.
It just says every person is required to file a statement.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Who's required to file a statement?
Ah.
Section
7. No, that's just what you're going to supply. That's just what you're going to supply. That would have to be your...
I thought we had that earlier.
You're probably correct. You're probably correct. Every public official who is required to file a statement of economic interest under this act shall file with the division. Yeah, there's an inconsistency in there, so.
But then we have,
candidate for public office.
Are these the only persons that are required then?
And then
2, 3, 4, and 5.
Right. 4 and 5 is the... Yeah, that's correct. No, 4 and 5 doesn't apply. Just 2 and 3. That's the long list.
That's not a subsection 2.
It
should be also in
1 instead of person.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, shouldn't it?
Every public official. As listed in, it would be subsection 10 of section 2. Yeah, I have that, okay.
You've already defined it.
Every public official.
Oh, about a half, please.
Okay, public official.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, I'm missing every...
Who is required? No.
Public official means governor, secretary of state, state treasurer, attorney general, superintendent of public instruction, labor commissioner, members of the legislative assembly.
Yeah, but see, it says every public official who is required to file a statement.
Well, then you take out...
And the only ones that are required to file a statement are the ones that are in 3.
Right, so the way to do it would be to say... you'd have to say on or before January 1974, every public official shall file a statement of economic interest as required under this act, with the division.
I think so.
Period.
Yeah.
Is what it should say.
I think I'm done, John.
And the reason
shall
that 2 and 3 is just to indicate
the time.
Candidate.
Right. The time in which you file.
So I think that.
Final statement of economic interest.
Okay.
Okay. Shall
but
shall
4 is the bad word sentence.
Right. Right.
Meant put in there, if you don't do it, you don't get paid. So it's a very awkward sentence.
Well, we've got person again in there. Shouldn't that be public official all the way through there?
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Well, now, as this is written, do we have to file now before we come back to special session?
Yeah, that would mean, yes, on or before January 1. That's correct. Now, on sub 4, you wanted to say, you get that reworded, right?
So it says do we have to do it again after we become a candidate?
Each time you become a candidate.
So you'd file one in January, on or before January 1, and then 30 days after the primary date, 30 days after the filing date, you'd have to file another one next year. That's correct.
But then only one every 2 years, I would assume, Jerry.
And the second one is only an update. It only shows what changes you've made in the first one. So you get a complete one, and then after that, your updating statements show what changes, if any, have been made. So if there weren't no substantial changes between January and March, you wouldn't have much to... You wouldn't have to go through the process of doing another one. But this one, step 4, should be make it more clear.
The last part of that sounds like
bad words. Cigarettes
in that top pocket. Oh, here.
Are those mine or yours?
Well,
yeah.
Doesn't matter. Same kind.
I knew they were.
I'm just going to, question answer.
But these candidates for public office were really already named, isn't it, as the ones that are listed in the public position.
That's right.
You ought to be sure it says that.
Okay. But you want...
Would it be each elected public official shall file rather than each candidate?
No, it's
each candidate for...
Public office is listed in subsection 10 of section 2. So we take out the rest of them. Oh, right.
No, but
each candidate as defined.
Oh, that's right. They are there. Mm-hmm.
They're all at the top.
Yeah, make reference to 10.
Okay. Sub 10, section 2.
No, but you've got a one-track mind.
Well, Marty, you didn't hear that.
A public official, right.
Fails.
It should, what it really should say is no compensation shall be paid to any public official who fails to file a statement as required under this act.
Person who failed to file the statement. It's a notice to the agency responsible for issuing checks.
I could just file a statement. I could put it in that way. So that you would have no compensation shall be paid to any public official who fails to file a statement as required under this act. Period, I think. They put another sentence on there. Say, that would be period, and then the division shall, right, division shall. Okay.
Somebody has to.
I thought this bill was all in good shape, ready to go.
The Senate was happy with it. So all I can say, they worked it out, and they said, okay, that was good, as far as we're going to go with it. Okay, just thinking, division shall.
Now, may I mention a problem under Section 70?
What's the matter with 5 first?
Because it says 30 days, you've got 30 days after the filing date, and you can file right up to, 45 days before the filing date?
90 days, isn't it? Let's see. No, it's 60 days. It's 60 days. It's 60 days. All right.
How about saying the name of any candidate for public office who fails to file a statement of economic interest in accordance with this act shall be removed from the ballot?
Shall be removed from the ballot.
That's better.
Would be better. Shall be. Shall be removed from. Section 7 has gotten 1A through H of the things you have to file.
Okay, but they're furnishing us a poop sheet to file it on.
That's right. That, when we create the division, we get them...
Should the division be capitalized there?
No,
But they're capitalized elsewhere.
Yeah.
Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they have a furnishing too.
They do.
I have that furnishing.
Yeah, I do too.
You
get everything
else in the
secretary's station.
Whether you want it or
not. Oh, it's furnished. They furnish it when we create the division. They have to, where is it? They're in section 12 of the direction of the commission, the division shall prescribe forms for statements and furnish and make available such forms to persons required to file.
Furnish.
Make available and furnish.
Make available,
furnish.
Make available, that means the guy's got to remember he's got to send for them. Well, they automatically send out all this stuff now.
Oh, furnish?
All
okay. Let me pick that up over there then.
They also send a notice saying that you have, you know, so many days filed it. Reminder.
All right. Okay. Section 7, sub 1, paragraph A. The identity by name of all offices and directorships held by him or a member of his household.
Well, that's a little tough. I don't know how many corporations I've formed. Oh, God. Just to fill out the...
And that includes, and that has no monetary qualification either. That means if you're on the United Appeal or the college, junior college board or anything else. Lawyers,
so
right.
Somebody comes in, yeah. They don't have much money, they won't set up a corporation, and they put the lawyer on as the director.
I wonder if we shouldn't put in there a qualification for which you receive monetary return or something. You do receive a monetary return when you draw up the articles.
But not for being a director.
Senator Carson's problem in doing that was that he felt that when it was discussed and the question was raised earlier of doing that is that he would want, it would be part of his biography anyway if he were, as he is a trustee or on the board of the Willamette, but it doesn't, he didn't mention the question. He didn't raise that, no.
Well, he wouldn't have to list his uncle that he practices with, huh?
That's right.
If you got a father and an uncle that you practice with,
and they'd have
to do the same thing that yours does.
You'd have triple the number. You'd have triple the number then. I think if we put in for which you receive the monetary return, we'd take care of that.
It doesn't say it's this. It says held by him.
Doesn't business partners.
It doesn't. That's right. It doesn't affect him. Right. It would affect him personally. President, chairman,
your wife, secretary, the Girl Scout leader,
trustee of the whatever. Well, there might be a special interest bill on Girl Scouts. His question was the one.
Launch him.
His question was the fact that there may be a bill, and there have been bills that came before him on the Senate, which would affect him as a trustee of Willamette University. Directly, as a as a philosophical or sympathetic relationship with them, but not monetary.
Well, I'll tell you too, I don't know how to do it either, George. If there's somebody who has a corporation commissioner, I think you just bring down the name.
Your original article.
Do they have a computerized?
Within the previous
article.
Well, if they're still in existence, they're extant.
Yeah.
They still have to listen.
But George might have his name on 50 that he might not even have done anything with.
Well, would it have
that question was not raised earlier.
What is
the penalty if I missed one? That's what I'm worried about.
You don't get your name on the ballot.
Oh, you don't get your name on the ballot.
That's an error of omission when you get in these things.
Yeah. What if we put in there for which he receives financial return, directly or indirectly?
Indirectly would hit the
secret. Preventing the reason for it at all.
Yeah.
Because I suppose what his name serves on dozens of boards that he has any compensation for.
Who's
his friend on the commission?
Who's what's his name?
Oh, you know
the highway.
Glenn Jackson.
Oh, Glenn Jackson.
Somebody like that.
The attorneys would have more problems. What do you guys think?
That other key is basically Ron.
Well, the problem is, I don't see the problem if I'm the director or an officer of an organization. I don't see that that's much of a problem either. See, when you say member of a household and you take into consideration like George's problem, which is just a part of his practice, his name might be listed as a director of a corporation that is not even any longer functioning and gets no reward for it or anything. They come in and say, well, we'll put you down as a director if they drop these corporation cases, or we don't have anybody else we want to trust, and you have to have three directors. So, George, would you put your own name in, and Henry and me want to start this corporation? And it happens to every lawyer, every
day. I see them every day in the paper.
The only reason you really do it is so that track of what they do, you know, make sure they're getting organized right.
And they have their meetings on time.
Draw their minutes.
Now, if I can go to the corporation commissioner and have them go run the name of William D. Collins through the computer, and they can come
on. All the original boards, but if he's gone on a board after it was formed, they wouldn't have that right.
So what do you do about...
Does this discourage attorneys from being candidates for public office?
Sure, would encourage me to get off all this damn thing. If I could remember. But what is the problem? What I'm really concerned about, I guess, is what is the penalty for omission?
The penalty for omission is that the.
Only if you fail to file the thing. It doesn't say if it's an error. That's right. I mean, what's the problem if it's an error?
No penalty for omission?
Well, I'm sure that if there's, you know, you're on some major boards, that you would remember those, and because some of those are rather important boards.
But
those that you do
not
remember, I mean, it would not be a within.
But that's not what the law says.
But I would list.
See,
I'm not in your position. I can't speak for you.
Now, if you think that's a bad one, on number B. When you say any interest, direct or indirect, now we passed the law. Did it come up on the House floor yet? It's passed the House, but we don't know whether it passed the Senate.
Yeah.
And it's on the Senate side?
Mm-hmm. The Senate side. We want to let you draw a deed. Yeah.
I don't know. Harvey Akers is not going to vote for the bill.
Well, let me give you an example. In that very peculiar area of the law, which no lawyer has control of, it's part of the common law of our whole system, that says if I own a piece of property, you know, I own all of it, and free and clear, and I get married, and I want to convey it to my husband so he holds title with me, I cannot say Norma Paulus conveys to Norma Paulus.
Yeah, you can do that. The problem is putting it in you and your son's name.
Right. Or, but now
the husband's okay, we can do that.
We passed the law. I'm trying to, the common law said you couldn't do that, so you had to create a straw man. In order for me to do that, I'd have to convey it out to George, lawyer. That's the way it always works. At the same time I convey it to him, he signs back a deed that conveys it to me and my husband. It all takes place in 3 minutes, but on the title change, it appears that the title has gone out of my control to a third party and back in. Well, this is ridiculous. So the legislature passed a law that said I could do that for my husband. But the legislature has never taken care of the problem, which says if I own a piece of property and I want to make Bob Ingalls own it with me, I can't do that unless I take it out and go to a straw man. It's called the straw man doctrine. Now, every lawyer does this as part of his practice. Maybe 30 times in a month. And here, I'd have to find out somehow every time my husband, or if I practice with him, his partner, and everybody in the office, how many times they have to do the straw man.
Okay, can't we take out the, or has had during the preceding year?
No, I just think if you took out direct or indirect, because that way, if you say any interest, it seems to me that...
Why do we have has had? Why do we got to have all things that might have occurred prior to the time you have to file it? Aren't you just interested in what he has an interest in?
Okay. To make it even weirder, if George's wife or Bob's wife works in a law, they might be one more interested.
could be 400 in a year.
Okay.
Well, we've got to do something there with that.
Why don't we just take out direct or indirect then?
Well, it would make it better.
Mrs. Cristobal is stating what she or a member of his household has or has had during the preceding year.
Any interest, including an option to buy.
An option to buy.
Okay. The question on has had is the question of finagling on real estate speculation and attempting to influence it. And if you don't show it, then you cover up a finagle. Well, you do a deal on a piece of property, but you don't have to list it. You hold it, you sell it on December 31. You don't have to list it.
And then buy it back.
You could even do that.
Well, now, if we take out, how do you understand what to take out the direct and indirect?
Right. Did we strike A?
What?
Has or has had ownership?
The description of all real estate which he or a member of his household has or has had during the preceding year, any interest including an option to buy.
Let's see. Blanche is saying something back there. Description of all real estate in which he or a member of his household has or has had
ownership during,
ownership.
During the preceding year.
The meeting is adjourned.